Hello everyone, it is Alan Harrison who is from The Brocast. Thank you for taking your time to download this special episode of The Brocast. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, I am doing a special episode today by myself, sadly. Loser, yes, loser. I'm going to do a episode with all of you today, so sit back and relax, and I hope you've got the WWE Network up and going at your place, because I am going to sit back and watch, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, Nitro 147, that was on Monday, July 6, 1998. This is when Goldberg won the Heavyweight Championship on Nitro. Like, as you know, if you've listened to any of the previous broadcasts, I do shit on Goldberg quite a bit on the show. Yeah, he was reckless and stuff like that. But again, I'm going to just bite the bullet and be somewhat of a nice guy about this and watch this episode. And this is pretty much, I think, the time where this is when wrestling was like, was put on the map quite big. So again, we are watching, I am watching, and you can watch with me alongside me, is Nitro 174 from Monday, July 06, oh sorry, the 6th of 1998. So, okay, people, are you ready? As Triple H would say, this is The Brocast too, so you can find us on Brocast. That's Brocast. The Brocast. Find us on Twitter and let us resume and press play. And we are watching WCW Monday Nitro. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Turned up for a bit of volume. I hope you all are well. Get some refreshments. We have JJ Dillon with, oh, this was on Thunder on July 2nd of 1998. JJ Dillon talking to Tony Schiavone. I would love to be a good friend of Tony Schiavone. I've only spoken to him once over the phone. He's retweeted a few retweets of mine. You can find me also on Twitter. That's AlanRoss84. Find me on there. I'm always good for a chat. Slide in my DMs and we can always have a good yarn. So what we've got here is JJ Dillon talking to Tony about next week, which he was meeting on the Thursday Thunder, that it was going to be Goldberg taking on Hollywood Hulk Hogan for the World Heavyweight Championship. And Goldberg was definitely on a tear here, because he was during the streak. So it should be very, very interesting. He's contractually obligated to fight for the championship. So here we go. I don't know if you can hear it. I hope you can. If not, here we go. Goldberg is fighting for the championship against Hulk Hogan. That was the opening, and now we have the second opening of TNT's Nitro, Monday Night Nitro. So here we go. Do a bit of research. Who we see in the fighting? We have Lex Luger. We have the Steiner Brothers, and there it is. WCW Monday TNT Nitro live. And it's on the air. This is a, let me just check for you guys, this is being in the Georgia Dome. This is a 2 hour and 19 minute podcast. Good Lord. Let's just see how we go right now. Oh, here we go. We have the Nitro Girls in the middle of the ring. I don't know any of them. Look at the pyro. It must have cost so much money to do. Oh my goodness. I never really watched Nitro back in the day. This is like the first time I'm watching Nitro sort of now. I remember watching it towards the end of WCW, when WWF, at the time known as WWE now, bought the rights. And here we go. And now you're going to just keep talking about Hulk Hogan and Bill Goldberg for the WCW Championship. Here we go. The Nitro Girls are still in the ring. And they're going to dance for us. Yes, here they go. We can hear the voice of Tony Schiavone. They're really, really promoting this, guys and gals. Just saying, yes, Bill Goldberg, Hulk Hogan. Sorry, Hollywood, Hulk Hogan. Here we go. More of the Nitro Girls dancing. I don't know any of them. I knew that Kimberly was a former Nitro girl. Yeah. Oh, we have Tony Schiavone, who is also commentating. And we have Mike Tenay, Iron Mike Tenay, and Larry Zbysko, the living legend. There we go. And off they go. And there they are. All suited up. They've all got their bow ties. They've all got their ties on. Schiavone's chair is very high. Man, he is so tall. Well, he's not really tall, is he? Here we go. Again, they are just totally, totally talking about Goldberg and Hollywood Hulk Hogan for the championship. I think I've said that at least 6 or 7 times already in the 9 minutes of this recording. Sorry, 6 minutes of this recording. There's Zbysko going out and playing to the crowd. Beautiful work. The man back in one of the Hall of Fames would speak and talk. He talked and he talked and he talked and he talked. And he lost his place. He showed how much love he had for the Bruno Sammartino. Oh, that's right. I forget about this because this was during the time where there were two factions of the NWO. There was the black and white and the red. The red NWO. Here we go. ...106 at that time. Out comes... He's got the NWO music playing in the background here, guys. Who is coming out? Who's coming out? Who's going to grace the ring right now? Oh, it's Eric Bischoff right there, and Elizabeth, and Hollywood Hulk Hogan. With the WCW Championship. And he gives him a kiss on the head of Eric Bischoff of 83 weeks fame with Conrad Thompson. Check out that podcast. Last week podcast during this time, it was a yelling contest between Conrad and Bischoff. Oh my goodness, that was fantastic. Something great. And that's why I dropped the word, that's fantastic. Tom, that's for you. You should be doing this recording with me, but I know you're too busy, bro, and that's okay. That's okay, bro. I don't think I've ever heard of this NWO type of cover. There's the sounds of laughter and trucks and Hulk Hogan just holding up the big gold belt that has NWO all over it. It's been spray painted. He is literally a huge man. I've met Hulk Hogan once in my life, and that was a couple of years ago. And he was Hollywood Hogan, but he was the Hulkster. He was such a nice guy, and he was very kind to my son. Got to shake his hand, called him a little Hulkamaniac. Clearly, my son had no idea what was going on, which was beautiful. Hollywood, you're next. And then here we go, a promo. I want to know who that big dude in the ring is there who's holding the championship. In the ring there with Elizabeth, Hulk Hogan, and Eric Bischoff. Oh, there's someone there with a laser pointer. People who bring a laser pointer to a wrestling show, you're a dick, and you deserve to be taken out the back and something shoved inside you. I mean that in the nicest way possible. Don't do that. It's not nice. Not nice at all. He wants Bill Goldberg to kiss his feet, and that's what's going to happen. It's not going to happen. If you know the future, this is from 1998. 20-odd years ago, guys. There is a man down the front with a tie-dye t-shirt showing off his pythons, his guns. I think I've seen him in a few wrestling shows from back in the day. A very long promo. More talkative. Here we go. Oh, I have a message from the broadcast of Tommy here. What's he saying? Oh, can't tell you any of that, guys, because it's a surprise. We'll keep talking right now. Listen to Hogan. Waffle and waffle. Someone, you know, there's a young fellow with a Sting mask in the back there. That's a huge NWO sign, but it's of the red and black. Oh, we're talking about Karl Malone. This is old school time here, about when the basketballer went. Oh, look at this dude. Look at this dude in the back down there with the tie-dye. He's just showing off his guns. I'm going to find out who that guy is in the ring right there alongside Hulk Hogan. Here we go. The Titanic sank when it hit Goldberg. That's incredibly clever. That's so smart. Oh my God. This must be a rider. It must be a rider out there in the crowd. Good on you, sir. Hogan claiming that that Goldberg's not in the same league as him. Money, we're talking about money here. He was definitely over Goldberg at this time. Hugely over. Just very lethal. That's why I always say, if you've heard, like I said at the beginning of the show, if you've ever heard about how I feel about Goldberg, he's just dangerous. He's just a dangerous dude. Lodi fears the tie-dye guy, and that's what the tie-dye guy is wearing with his guns. Here was a sign that he just posted up. Nick Mario. Nick plus Mario. So he's only, at least he's there with two friends. Here we go. WCW Nitro. Oh, Goldberg. Sorry. Hogan is claiming that he's going to give Goldberg his first loss tonight. Oh, there's a Goldberg chance. Hogan fears your next Hollywood Hulk. Hogan. Oh, that's right, because they're just claiming that Goldberg will have to do two matches tonight. Not one, but two. He will defend his United States title. I believe it was against Scott Hall. Scott Hall 420-0. Goldberg fears AC. Does he mean AC, like the cooling? I don't understand. Maybe, yes. I'm not familiar with it. Here we go. And there we go. Hogan continually talking and talking and talking. Because NWO is too sweet. Yeah, Bischoff telling how much he loves and loves us all. And if you don't like it, you can bite him. Yes, he's saying that he has to face one of his brothers of the NWO. And I do believe that was Scott Hall. Oh, that dude looks identical to Hulk Hogan. Oh my goodness, look at him. We got fans doing right here of promos against wrestlers. This young fella is talking out Hogan. Oh, he's having a go. This is a Nitro party. Oh dear. 107. He believes this fella is going, Goldberg's going to win the championship tonight. Valvoline? Wow. Old school here, guys. Very old school. Anyway, it's been paid by the NWO, New World Order. Ah, shirts. The NWO shirt. I never owned an NWO shirt. I know one of the co-hosts of the broadcast that you're now listening to has definitely had one. And now he's made a broadcast one, a TBK shirt. I would imagine he very much would like to sell that one day. Sell it out to you people. Back to the crowd. Huge crowd here today. Eat at Hooters. Why not? We've had an interesting this here, guys. It has been nearly... How long have we been into the show for now? Nearly 14 minutes into a wrestling show. And no wrestling whatsoever. This is Brian Murphy and Mean Gene Oakland. Brian Murphy seems to be a driver of NASCAR. Interesting, y'all. He last beat at WCW Nitro. And this is a thing they'd like to branch out more. They did for WCW was to help out with NASCAR, because NASCAR was huge back in the day. I've never lived in the States before, but I would imagine it was huge there. Look at all the sponsorship this guy has on his car. Valvoline, Bud Light. What else? A Goodyear. Interesting. Wix. They've got the disclosure down the bottom here, guys. It is all pixelated because that number is no longer available. There is a fella up the front there with an Austin 316 shirt. You would think you would move that man away and replace his shirt with an NWO. But again, classic WCW. Classic. Back to you, Mean Gene. Back to... Oh, there's a beach ball in the ring. Not in the ring, but in the crowd. Here we go. More shots of the crowd. Who is coming out to the ring right now? Because we're finally getting some wrestling. It is Dean Malenko, the Iceman. Dean Malenko, one of the most technically sound wrestlers, I believe, of the old days. Former member of the Horsemen. Who is he facing now? Who is he facing in the ring right now? Mr. Dean Malenko. Oh, hang on. I think we all know this fella. The five-time WCW champion, sucker. But he's the WCW World Television Champion right here. It's Booker T. Oh, so much promo. Feel the heat. That police officer was a bit loud there to his ears with the mustache. So it's Dean Malenko and Booker T to face off here right now, ladies and gentlemen. Here he comes, Booker T. High five in the crowd. A champion, this man. An absolute champion. He's ready to fight. He is ready to take on the Iceman. Everyone raising the roof. World Television Champion. He is. He will fight. Raising the roof. Huge. I think I spoke about it in a few episodes ago on the broadcast that the race in the roof on our WCW episode a while ago. The race in the roof was almost similar to the Yes movement that we've had of yesteryears and now this year. Here we go. Booker T, Dean Malenko. Nearly 17 minutes into the show and we're finally getting some wrestling. Here we go. Oh, nice takedown there. Huge. Oh, yeah, the Larry Zbysko asking Tony Schiavone, what brother is Hogan talking about who will face Goldberg to soften him up before their big match later on tonight for the main event? I think I've already just spoiled it for you. If you're hoping to find out, not to know who it was, too bad, told you. It was Scott Hall. Scott Hall is the man that will face Goldberg for the United States Championship later on tonight. Here we go. These, both of these men technically sound awesome wrestlers. Oh, schoolboy. Count of one. Booker just smiling about it. Oh, going for a test of strength. Knee to the gut. And a slam, a scoop slam by the five-time WCW sucker. Booker T off the ropes. Damn late. Oh, turn around. What, standing switch? Back suplex. Excellent work. Booker raising the roof. Oh, he's going up to the top rope. Will he be going for the Harlem Hangover? Oh, no. No, Malenko's up. Oh, he missed the dropkick. Completely missed the dropkick. He missed the dropkick. Missed. What is... Dean Malenko's going for the Texas Cloverleaf. Scooped up into a small package. Oh. Excellent maneuver right there from Dean Malenko. And then Suguri. Oh, Booker T countered. Misses him. Dean Malenko going to the top rope. Oh, he went for a double axe handle. Oh! Slammed him down with a spine buster with some force on it. The crowd is going crazy for Booker. Hits him, kicks him in the face. Oh, just kick after kick after kick into Dean Malenko. Thought he was going to go for the Harlem sidekick. No. Again, oh, flapjack. There's a spinneroonie. There's spinneroonie. Oh my god, JR! That's right. This is WCW. Oh. Oh. That was a nasty, nasty bump right there. It's meant to be a cross body over the top rope. Oh, hang on. It's the Lionheart, Chris Jericho. With the WCW Monday is Jericho. I believe it is time that Chris Jericho and Dean Malenko were feuding. Because he was the WCW Cruiserweight Champion. Jericho is out to get Malenko. Distracted. Oh, there's the Harlem sidekick. One, two, and three. The winner. The winner. Booker T. Because of the distraction of Chris Jericho to Dean Malenko. Booker T wins. Oh, it was for the television championship as well, guys. Good win to Booker, but a bad distraction from that dastardly Chris Jericho. Oh, good lord, sir. Chris Jericho, that man is, yes. If you're watching that with us, that man with the Coca-Cola singlet on, bright red, quite fine. Oh, Goldberg on three steel chairs, padded chairs, sorry, doing some push-ups. Intimidating. There's a lot of anger in that man's eyes. Yep, having invisible sex right there with the air. We have someone here, I believe is a basketballer. He's having... is this Karl Malone who we're talking about here? I really wish... I should have done some research for this one, guys, but I thought, no, for the hell of it, let's just watch a WCW Nitro. It was Karl Malone, the mailman. I think he would later on team up with DDP. We have another match. Another wrestling match. That's Kenyon. Who better than Canyon? Is holding the Mortis mask right here. Because back in 98 when Mortal Kombat was huge. And they were all trying to grab a hold of the WCW. We have Raven coming out, but he has the Raven music that he had when he was in WWF. Good Lord, that people have gone back and just fine-tweaked what they could. That's a lot of work they've done. Here we go. Raven. And we've got Raven rules, and we've got Lodi in the back there with all these signs. Who are we going to have? Is this a match? Oh, look out. Jeez. Canyon, not mucking around. He's been demasked. Well, he was holding the Canyon mask, and it looks like he is taking on Raven right here now, guys. So we have it now. Oh, he just beat the snot out of Lodi right there, too. Nick Patrick, the referee. Oh, nice. Net breaker. One, two. Oh, just a two. Canyon's just full of steam and just here to beat up Raven. This is Flock Country. Very nice there. Lodi. As King one time at the AWA called him a pickle kisser. That's right. I'll say that one more time. Jerry the King Lawler called that man a pickle kisser. Oh, jeez. Back suplex over the top rope onto the floor. Both men get taking each other out. Ouch. Raven there calling a spot to Canyon. And we try to avoid all that type of stuff. But again, if it's there and you see it, I pretty much would just call it out. Call it out. Look out. Into the guardrail. Ooh, jeez. Into two steel chairs and a guardrail. Steel chair in hand. Wait a minute. I didn't know this was a disqualification match. But no, he's putting it into the ring. Well, the referee is telling him. Nick Patrick telling him, do not bring that chair in the ring. He already has. Here we go. Lodi still with more signs holding it up. This is Flock Country. This is not Flair Country. All right. Canyon. What's he going for here? Oh! He dropped him on the steel chair. Oh, this is under Raven's rules. Okay, so it's pretty much no rules. One, two. It was a flapjack maneuver onto the steel chair. Oh, it just throws the chair onto his face. Here we go. He's climbing up to the top. Watch Lodi down there. Watch Lodi. Oh, takes out the legs. It is Raven's rules, so this, you know, there are no rules. So disqualification, he could help out as much as he can. Raven's sealing up a steel chair. Oh, what's he going to go for? An even flow DDT from the top rope? Or a suplex? Oh, yeah, we know. He's going for a superplex. Oh, my God. Right onto the chair. Christ, that would have hurt. And the crowd goes mild. Oh, hang on. Wait a minute. What? It's Perry Saturn. Perry Saturn just beating the absolute snot. Wait. Why? Okay, the referee called for the bell. Oh, Lodi thrown onto the steel chair. Wait a minute. What are you? A Death Valley drive to Canyon. Raven. Sorry, Perry Saturn all fired up. And he's pulling out a table. He's struggling with the table. He's trying to get the table out. No, he's getting the table out, Mike, today. Oh, that's not. Okay. Don't think that's a very much not a that's not a working table. That looks like a table that could do some damage. That's something you put craft services on, guys. The bell has been rung several times. It is under Raven's rules, so disqualification. The only way you could stop the match was being interference, I believe. Perry Saturn climbing up to the top rope. Raven is on the table. Saturn's going to fly, and the table doesn't break. I mean, Raven gets hurt, gets squished by Saturn, but the working table is not a working table. It didn't break. Oh, hang on. A reverse DDT to Canyon onto Saturn. A bit of confusion of these two men. They were meant to be working together against Raven's flock, and they've ended up being the absolute shit out of each other. Oh, there's a limousine rocking up. Who is in the limousine? Who's? Oh, we got the. Who is here? Someone's. Oh, don't need to get the door, sir. Oh dear, it's Judy Badwell, y'all. It's Judy Badwell. Oh, we have a wheelchair. Oh, she's being a good mama, because if you know who Judy Bellwell's son is, it's Buff the Stuff, CowboysForAngels.com, Buff Bagwell. And here he is. He's got the neck brace and all. It's been a while since Siobhan was saying, been a long time since we've seen him. Waving to the crowd. He's got lots of people out there. Peace sign up there. He's got security like Goldberg would. The crowd is out there just cheering on the Buff the Stuff. He's throwing up a two sweet and the peace sign. Judy Badwell, if you ask very nicely, she will come to your place and possibly shave your back. Just a rumor I might have heard on a different podcast, guys. But, you know, if you like to have a smooth ball bag, she'll come to your house and smooth it out for you. She does, supposedly, she did it for Buff. Another dude out in the crowd doing another promo. Cheering on the Goldberg. He's going to win it. He's going to win it, baby. More shots of the Georgia Dome. Humongous, this place. Oh, is it more? Oh, more shots of the Nitro Girls doing what they do best. Dancing, y'all. It's fun. Also, another thing, this too, if we were doing it, as Tom and I would be recording this right now, Tom of the Broadcast, and Mr. Action Fantastic, he would be dancing along with the Nitro Girls right here, or momentarily putting his hand in his pocket. Why does he have holes in his pocket? That's his own secret. That's what he has to deal with every day, and why I work with a creeper. That's right. Hashtag Broadcast Creeper. Hashtag Tom. I think he has his TBK Tom Twitter up and running. I don't know if he does, but if you're looking for creepiness, just follow him and have a good time. Oh, it is. Oh, heaven. Oh, the Nitro parties. A Nitro. Oh, my goodness. That would be an awesome thing to do back in the day. Because they come to your house and you have friends over, and they would send the Nitro Girls to your place, and you could root beer. I nearly said root. Back to the commentary table, we've got Iron Mike today, Tony Schiavone, and Larry Zbysko. Tony Schiavone, 24, follow him on Twitter. He'll block you. He hasn't blocked me. More and more of Karl Malone and Diamond and Dallas Page working together. Here we go. Even Hollywood mentioned that he had to call Rodzilla on the phone. Let me make something clear. The male tickets, continually talking about what's going to be happening at the next pay-per-view. Tradition always wins out in the end, spoken by the living legend, Larry Zbysko. Guys, we are half an hour into this. Thank you for taking, again, your time to download the show with only one man, one person of the broadcast, me, Alan Harrison. Alan Ross, 84, that's Alan with one L, and two S's in Ross. Here we got the NWO with crowbars, we have Kurt Hennig, we have The Big Show, Virgil, Scott Steiner. Interesting with this was June 29th, 1998, so it must have been a week ago. Hulk Hogan wearing an interesting do-rag back there. And yet again, Bischoff holding the mic for him as always as he spoke. There is a truck rocking up and they are ready to, NWO is ready to take them on. They nearly got run over. And they ran off with fear from a big wheeler, a very big wheeler. And who's coming out? Karl Malone and Diamond Dallas Page with steel chairs getting into the ring. Hogan, you talk a lot, you do, dude. And here comes this chairs together, frightening the absolute crap out of a Bishop. Oh, we get a hook up. Karl Malone. He's got Hogan into some type of stuff throwing into it. Picks him up and slams him. Huge. He can't believe he did. He's such a pride on his face. And a clothesline. Takes down Hollywood Hulk Hogan. What's he going for now? Another clothesline. You just been slam dunk, punk. It's said by Diamond Dallas Page. And just cuts it off right there. There we go. Here we go. We got Mean Gene in the ring. He would get a lot of video time, he would get a lot of screen time. Mr. Mean Gene O'Glen. Mean Gene in the ring, as I just spoke then, talking about Karl Malone, the mailman, and Diamond Dallas Page coming out to the ring to do a very lengthy promo. And out they come now, DDP. We're hoping to hear the song of self, High Five. That was a sort of a DDP's take on. It was a Nevada song. Smells Like Teen Spirit. But no. He's actually coming out to his DDP song. He's WWE or F or whatever you want to call it. He's WWE song right now with Karl Malone. Again, more people looking over this with a fine-tooth comb and changing the themes because, again, they didn't own the rights to this song, sadly. Both with the bang. The Diamond Dallas feel the bang. Unbelievable. Here he comes. The People's Champion. People claimed, you know, The Rock always claimed he was the People's Champion, but in in WCW, he was the People's Champion, Diamond Dallas Page. The crowd is everyone throwing up the the diamond. So there is a big match happening towards at Bash at the Beach, 1998. Dennis Rodman and Hulk Hogan would take on Diamond Dallas Page and Karl Malone in the ring, in the WCW ring. Hotlanta as Diamond Dallas Page calls Georgia Hot Atlanta. 40,000 people at that there tonight. Unbelievable. So we'd have two basketballers in the ring taking on two, teaming up with one pro wrestler, another pro wrestler, a DDP chant. The place is enormous. There are so many people around. Goldberg, Fears, Merlot. Yes, I believe he would. Yes, yes, and yes. Karl Malone looks very relaxed, just leaning on Mean Gene Okerlund here. And Dallas Page is pretty much claiming that he is ready to take down Hulk Hogan. It would be a tag team match. Karl Malone and Diamond Dallas Page, Hulk Hogan and Dennis Rodman. 20 years later, Dennis Rodman would be one of the men who they would believe that would help Kim Jong-il stop World War III. He claims it's what he's done. That's his opinion. Very interesting, I'd say. Here we go. One greased, goosed up boy. Interesting. One banged up boy. Here we go. Here we go. A special delivery for Dennis Rodman. Here we go. Cutting the promo. Oh. It's that time Madonna was with Dennis Rodman. And sounded like quite an abusive relationship. Rodzilla killer. Ready to feel the bang. So I don't know if you guys have been on our Twitter of late, speaking of Dallas Page that we're seeing leaving the ring with the mailman through the crowd. We are going to be for our next show for the broadcast, where I will be alongside with my brother Tom. We will be doing the movie Ready to Rumble. We'll be doing a watch along with that. Should be interesting. That's in a few days' time. Diamond Dallas plays the main antagonist, and that movie is the villain. So I am looking forward. I haven't seen this movie in a while. What happened when Mattia Schiavone? That's a great movie that they covered in one of their earliest episodes. Then we have still Mongo McMichael. He was a horseman. He's showing off that Super Bowl ring. I think he's pretty much saying that he's a solo man now. He doesn't need the horseman. He doesn't need NWO. He doesn't need backup or anything. Claiming that people line up by the thousands to meet him and get his autographs. Yeah. Yes, keep going, mate. Let's move on. Plenty of promos in this. I think looking back to the wrestling already, we've only seen, I think, two matches, and that were the Booker T and Dean Malenko. Okay, we're just talking about all about my Michael. Well, I'll just continue to talk about it. I can look at the screen, but I'll probably just move on and let's not discuss about too much on my Michael. But there was also the other match was with the Raven's Rule. Canyon versus DDP. Canyon, sorry, takes on Raven. We're just pretty much telling how badass Steve McMichael is. He's talking himself the monster of the Midway, is he? A badass that he is. Keep talking. This is the most interesting part of the show, I can really say. Yeah, let's keep going. Steve, let's go. Claiming that Arn Anderson let him as out as a stallion, meaning that he and the Four Horsemen were rough riding. Very close look. There we go. Moving on. Thank goodness. And sounds like I'm burying him, but I don't mean to, but meh. Yeah, right, who's coming down to the ring right now? Who do we have here? Oh, Scott Putski. Scott Putski, I do not know if I'm familiar with you, sir. Second generation competitor. Oh, Ivan Putski was his father. Interesting. Larry Zbysko really selling who this young gentleman is. He obviously wrestled with his father back in the day. And who is Steve Putski? Scott Putski, sorry. Taking on... Oh, it's Riggs from the Flock. Forgot that he didn't have any music and he has the eye patch. We're finally getting some wrestling now, guys, after pretty much, I think, another 20 minutes of promos. Here we go. Scott Putski, Scotty Riggs. There goes the bell. Here we go. I guess, yes, they are selling the Goldberg and... That's right, Goldberg must go through one of Hulk Hogan's brothers. I've already spoiled it for you, and then it will be Scott Hall, and that match will be for the United States Championship. But also Hogan will also need to take on Goldberg at the end of the night. Standing switch, oh, clothesline. Then goes Scott Putski. Riggs, built like a brick shit house, this fella. Left, right arm. Pushing. Oh, yes, that's right. They're talking about Goldberg's preparation with the steel chairs. As, excuse my French, but he was air fucking right there on those steel chairs before, as we were discussing. Oh, stop short. So Putski with a clothesline. Alright, it's during. Turloil slam. Fantastic. One, two, two. Sleeper hold. Here we go. Stand switch again. Clothesline. Picks up. Oh, using the ropes. Well done. Right on the throat. Scotty Riggs playing to the crowd, nothing, sadly. Riggs with a turn, oh, high knee into the corner of the ring. The crowd is dead as doornails, and sadly in this, throws him out of the ring. Ivan Putski, the father of Scott Putski, who just got kicked in the face, and a clothesline, excellent clothesline. It must take a lot of work for a man to actually wear an eye patch to wrestle at the same time. It would be incredibly dangerous, but also just you've got to have your death possession at all times. Oh, punch in the gut, no sell. He was deformed, yes, with only one working eye. That's the storyline. I believe he had two working eyes. He had working eyes. There we go. Oh, great work. Both men are colliding into each other with a body press, slamming right into each other. The referee with a count. I believe this referee, I was looking at him, he looks a lot like Sling Blade from the movie Sling Blade, starring Billy Bob Thornton. Rights and lefts. Oh, elbow to the face. Oh, the crowd's getting behind him a little bit. Oh, double axe handle. Oh, the hammer. Where's he going? Trying to get the crowd on his side. Polish hammer. Oh, mucking around there. Scotty Riggs against the ropes. Oh, almost looked like he was going to use a Taz mission or some type of maneuver. Oh, sit down powerbomb. One, two. Oh, ew. Scott Putski beats Riggs. Well done to you, sir. Did not see that coming. The Putski Bomb. The Putski Bomb. One more time. The Putski Bomb. WCW number one. That's what Steve Putski. Scott Putski. I keep saying Steve. Oh dear. Awkward. Oh, Snickers. Promotion here. Watch this. Watch this. Bang. Polish hammer into the chest. And the Putski Bomb right there. One, two, three. Well done. Excellent work. I could really go to Snickers right now, actually, guys. That would go down so good. Alright, let's go to the back. We're going to see more Goldberg. There he is. Why don't you headbutt a locker? Sure. That's fine. Go for what you do. Goldberg's first win. Jackhammer over Humorous, for his first win. Number one. Oh, geez, I believe this is hour two into the second hour, yes it is, of Nitro. More pyro. Look at all that pyro. That must cost millions to do this, but if you've got a TV company behind you, oh, it's the NWO. You see Kurt Hennig, Virgil, the Big Show. Oh, it's Scott Hall. Scott Hall having a drink. Hey, Goldberg, it's time to go to school, you punk. You're looking very, very... So he is here to heat things up. Scott Hall. Should be good. There he was, Jericho's brother. And then we have Chris Jericho. You can tell by because he has his WWE music. I'll break the walls down. Here comes Chris Jericho, the Cruiserweight champion, coming down to the ring. Here he comes now. Yeah. Yes, this is the second time we've seen Mr. Chris Jericho. Yes, it's assisted. I am a Jericho. Jericho is my role model. Stop crying, Jericho. Here he is. Well, there is a referee. I believe we're seeing Chris wrestle. Oh, he's on the mic. Here we go. Let's have a listen, people. Let's have a listen. Welcome to Monday Night Raw. Oh. I am your host with the most. I know who I am. Yeah, but you're Jericho. Do we know who you are? Ultimo Dragon, so we're going to see some cruiserweight action here, ladies and gentlemen. I gotta face Dean Malenko, but Dean, I mean, enough's enough. You're not the number one contender. The number one contender is the hot, feisty, sassy young Latino, Rey Mysterio Jr., who beat me last week. He's the number one contender. Oh, Chris Jericho is the number one contender. Oh, hang on. This is Jerry Jarrett. Jerry Jarrett's out here at the ring. What is your problem, JoJo? JoJo, as he calls him. Come and interrupt me. Get a life, man. You and I need to get a couple things straight. Oh, here we go. To start with, a little charade that you pulled last Thursday on Thunder with a little mini dressed up like Rey Mysterio, that's not going to fly. Sorry, guys, we didn't get to see the midgets. No. Or the tiny person. Oh, hang on. It's Dean Malenko. He's coming out to the ring. He's ready to get Chris Jericho. These guys were having quite a blood feud or a heated feud. Okay, these no physical contact. Oh, here. Dean Malenko is just the eyes of the Iceman. If Dean Malenko touches me after I say your mother wears army boots, then he's suspended. He just said that his mother wears army boots. Jericho. If I say you're nothing but a talentless jobber, calling him a talentless jobber. Jericho. My God, sir. I'd like to shake your father's hand, but you can't because your father is dead. Jericho is looking to get a foot up his ass and a fist down his throat. Good God, mate. Good God. Oh, you can see the scar on the back of the neck of Dean Malenko. Good Lord. Oh, here we go. You and I have a lot in common. I know you don't think so, but you and I are two of a kind. Your father was a pro athlete. Yeah. My father was a pro athlete. We both grew up without our father's guidance. Oh, Lord. Here we go. We both grew up with our fathers on the road, missing him, just as your young daughter misses you while you're on the road, Dean. Dean Malenko. Think about your dad. Father of the great Malenko. Not to be confused with the ICP album. Yes, ICP, I'm talking about in SoundCloud Posse. As Eminem would call him back in the day, the Insane Clown Pussy. Yes, that's right. That's enough right there, Chris. Pretty much implying that Chris Jericho's mother is a whore. She's a whore. That's what he's implying. Why both Dean Malenko and his brother don't look alike. Look at the smile on Jericho's face. He knows what he's done. So Dean Malenko is out of the match at Bash at the Beach, 1998. He's fired up. He is not leaving the ring. He's going to kill Jericho. Oh, we're going for a break now. It's pandemonium. Back to the ring. Well, back to the wrestling arena. Here we go. That crowd is absolutely enormous. And there's the Ultimate Dragon coming down to the ring. After listening to this, guys, if you want to take your time to go back and listen to more of our episodes that we've done on pro wrestling, please do. Our most recent one we did for pro wrestling was the ECW One Night Stand. It was one of our best shows, I must say. I really vastly enjoyed doing that episode with Tom. Here we go, Ultimo Dragon, Chris Jericho. Ooh. Here we go. Standing headlock. Takes it down to a leg vice, a head. Oh, Jericho with a leg vice. Oh, great, nice little kick up. Very cool. Always a big fan of the cruiserweights. Even though Jericho always claimed to Bischoff said it was a dirty word. If you're classed as a cruiserweight, you weren't going to go anywhere in the wrestling world, sadly. Oh. Shoulder block. Takes down Ultimo Dragon. Oh. Back on the move. Jump up. Underneath the legs. Oh. Twirl around. Drop kick. That was a fantastic maneuver right there. Ultimo Dragon, oh, standing on his head, using the ropes. Nice drop kick. And a couple of kicks on the back. Oh, he missed the crossbody from the second rope. Oh, Jericho's fired up now with a vicious, oh, clothesline, and now a drop kick to the mask. He's not mucking around. Oh, we're going up for a suplex. Ooh. Oh, walking a suplex. Takes him down. Come on, baby! Arrogant pose, right? Arrogant pose with an arrogant pin. Here we go. Off the ropes. Jericho misses the drop kick, lands on his back hard. Ultimo Dragon. Take down, kick to the back. Oh, hang on. Oh my god, Malenko just pushes Ultimo Dragon out, and it ends in a disqualification with Dean Malenko just beating the absolute hell out of Chris Jericho. He's got him by the hair. And he's ripping his hair. Oh my god. And the security is back in, trying to separate these men. Oh my god, he ripped out Chris Jericho's hair. He ripped it. Larry Zbysko says, give me the hair. Yes, the poor man was going. Well, he is bald. Oh, he's ripping out more of the roots of the hair. Good god. Yeah, if Jericho doesn't know what's best for him, he better run. Makes me laugh here, guys, that Dean Malenko is no longer wrestling, but Chris Jericho is in New Japan. And another commercial break. Welcome back. And we're back in the ring. There is Chris Jericho's curly hair left in the ring. Down by Dean Malenko. Oh, hang on, there's security here. And they're arresting Dean Malenko. Oh, good Lord, close-up shot to the face. Jericho stomped Malenko in the head as he was handcuffed. This blood feud is quite hardcore. And out goes Dean Malenko. It must have happened during the commercial break. Because we're going back to the ring and more dancing from some Nitro girls. Oh, we got Bobby the Brain now at the commentary spot now. Larry Zbysko gets to go home. Well, hang up the microphone and allow Bobby Heenan to come out and have some fun. And there we go. Ooh, the Nitro Party. 1 CEN Center PO Box 60 Atlanta GA 303003. Mug Root Beer is their sponsor for a Nitro Party. We should do a broadcast party. Who would rock up to our parties? Who knows? If you want to join us, make some noise. Again, we'll be probably on Periscope in the next couple of weeks for our upcoming episode of the broadcast. Oh, good Lord, what? Oh, it's Johnny Swinger. Looks like a male prostitute, well, not a male prostitute, a male stripper. Most of these kids here, they're showing the front row, probably 8 at a time, and now it's 20 years later. Good Lord. Okay. No, I don't. No. Okay. Johnny Swinger, nice to meet you, mate. You're a wrestler? The youngest hot commodity in wrestling today. Takes a bow. He's put together, but I have no idea who this young man was. He looks like an out of work male stripper. Looks like he belongs on the CowboysForAngels.com. And it's Chavo Guerrero Jr. with a hard hat, with a pair of scissors. He must be hanging out with Sid Vicious quite a bit. Yeah. Oh. That's right, because I believe at the Bash of the Beach it would be uncle versus nephew in the ring, hair versus hair match. Eddie Guerrero takes on Chavo Guerrero Jr. Charles Robinson in the ring there. The man who's been around in wrestling for almost 100 years. He's going strong. Still going strong. Good on you, sir. Asks to ring the bell, and finally the bell rings. Charles is still wearing the hat. Charles says, take the hat off. Take the hard hat off. It does pretty much look like him wearing the hard hat, two male strippers taking each other on at a male strip club. Chavo's getting a chant. Oh, he's covering up the spot. Bobby Heenan claiming there are over 9 million people in the crowd tonight, and in the actual dome tonight as well. Chavo is wrestling this match with one hand. One, two, oh, somersault pin. Chavo is still with his hand on his head from the bald spot that Oh, he doesn't care. He's starting to wrestle. He's going to fight. Yeah, there was a chunk of hair that Eddie Guerrero did cut off at Thunder of last week. Just a follow-up, guys, if you're just following into this all right away, you already know what I'm doing, but I am doing the WCW Monday Night Nitro to 20 years ago, where Bill Goldberg won the WCW Heavyweight Championship, spoilers, night. Poke in the eye by Chavo Guerrero. Johnny, oh, here we go, Johnny Swing. Hits him with a tornado DDT using the ropes, and that's it, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. Chavo Guerrero wins against Johnny Swinger. The battle of the male strippers. Oh, he's on the mic. He's put the scissors. What do you think, Chavo? Hang on. Does this imply that he's going to cut his hair? He's cutting off some of Johnny Swinger's hair here. Oh, good lord. And he only cuts up part of his, a little bit, obviously, his hair. Thank goodness. Yeah. Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Chavo just calling it out right there. Uncle versus nephew in the ring. Hair versus hair match. Because at this time, Chavo had the somewhat crew cut, and the Eddie Guerrero had the mullet. Outstanding mullet. Very nice. Oh, more Goldberg's action. His 25th victory over Blood Runs Cold Glacier. Another non-playable character from Mortal Kombat 1, 2, 3. So telling his first win, they showed a while ago, was against Humorous. And then Blood Runs Cold. Glacier. And here we go. Goldberg in the locker room again, doing some uppercut shots, punching the camera, looking hardcore. He's a very hard man. He's so hard. He is a man of hardness. And oh, we hear some familiar music. Oh, it's Disco Fever. The Disco Fever. Is everybody ready to dance? It's the Disco Fever. Glenn Gilbergy, how he comes. The Disco Inferno, here he comes. We have another wrestling match. Dude, Lord, we're getting more and more wrestling. About time. Oh, it's Alex Wright. I don't want to wrestle him. Yes, it's Alex Wright here, guys. Oh, Lord, you could... With the leather jacket. Where Tom would also claim that he... Wait a minute, someone's coming down to the ring also... It's Tokyo Magnum copying where Tom would believe that Alex Wright is the very first Finn Bálor coming down to the ring with the leather jacket and the tights, the dancing fools, and there's Tokyo Magnum. Tokyo Magnum's trying to dance with him. Yes, he is. He's owned by the guest. Thank you, Tony. Copying the Dancing Fools. Oh, who do we got coming out to the ring right now? The Dancing Fools and... Oh, it's... It's the Public Enemy. I would try not to be confused in with the Nasty Boys, but it's the Public Enemy. And clearly you can tell this music is not their old music. And they have working tables. Actually, tables that probably will work for you. Oh, they're setting them up. So it's the Public Enemy and the Dancing Fools in a tag team match. And I believe Tokyo Magnum is in everyone raising the roof here is with the Dancing Fools. Oh, and then hits the ring, Public Enemy with the Dancing Fools. Oh, double over the heads. They're trying to get their jackets off, they're trying to get their shirts off. The Public Enemy are ready to rock and roll with their bright yellow shirts they're wearing here. They look like a very large Hulk Hogan fans on the chubby side. I can say that because I am a chubby gentleman myself, so meh. Oh jeez, over the top. Kick in the gut, another kick in the gut of the Public Enemy. Tag. Nine. Oh, another flapjack onto the face. Kick in the gut off the ropes to the Disco Inferno. Elbows. Oh, dropping the elbow, both. Elbow drop on. That's right, they're wearing the Atlanta Braves on their top. Oh, Glenn Gilberti. Oh, clothesline. Clothesline. Oh, Alex Wright with a back elbow. I believe there was a tag that was made. Alex Wright now in the ring. Oh, jeez. Johnny Grunge slams Johnny Grunge down to the ring. Oh, Alex Wright with a nice jab over the top rope. Slam. Falling straight on European uppercut. And he's dancing. More dancing. More and more dancing. Tokyo Magnum copying the moves. The dancing maneuvers. Oh, jeez, another hard slam. Here we go. Oh, too much dancing and prancing around here from Disco. Misses. Tortorella Netbreaker. Here we go. The crowd is getting on behind the Public Enemy. Alex Wright in the ring. Hard punches. Rocko Rock. Oh. Double coconut's not happening. Double hip toss. Fantastic from two men. Oh. Johnny Grunge with a double Bulldogs to the Dancing Fools. Throwing him outside. Oh, I think that might be something up. Oh, hang on. There's a table there. These are two tables. Rocko Rock. Oh. Tokyo Magnum moving him. They're leaving him alone. They've left him. They've left Tokyo Magnum. And they're going to beat him up. Oh, good Lord. Table on top of the table. Double stack table here. Oh, good Lord. Here we go, up to the top. Rock over rock. Getting on top. Oh, off the top rope. With a seed, with a senton bomb. Through two tables. Tokyo Magnum is squished. Through both tables. This boy is not moving. And Alex Wright and Disco. Oh, they're back. Oh, they got trash cans. And a bin. An aluminum trash can with rubbish inside. Trash can lid. And they are just beating the absolute crap out of the Public Enemy. Oh. Yes, after you beat the shit out of some men, you like to dance after using aluminum trash cans and aluminum trash can lid. Oh wait, one more time. They're showing the replay of Rocco Rock flying a senton through two tables. Tokyo Emmanuel looks squished. And the two men left standing in the ring. Disco Inferno and Alex Wright. And the Public Enemy are back up, raising the roof. More and more. Mean Gene. Atlanta, Georgia. Please welcome him back on television. Who's for the very first time, truly one of the great, great athletes in this sport. Who's he calling out? Who is he calling out? Marcus Alexander Bagwell with his mama. With the music of the NWO playing in the background, because he was an NWO member. Looking after her boy. A promo here. Talking. Because Marcus did have, believed that he did have his neck broken. He nearly lost his wrestling career. But it's good to hear now that he's taking up male escorting. And I hope he's doing very well at that. That's right. Depends who you believe.
Gene, do you have any idea how it feels to come back into your own home city and be able to say the words, I love Atlanta?
Playing off to the crowd here that he loves Atlanta. Welcome back, Buff. Buff, you are still the stuff. We want Buff. Well, we all want to be Buff. About getting into this, guys, you'll be doing so well. Thank you for again taking your time to download this and listen to just me, the one half of the broadcast, discuss with you about watching the 1998 Nitro, where Bill Goldberg wins the WCW Heavyweight Championship. 20 years this is going coming up on the 6th of July. Unbelievable. It's a long time ago. Another sign of the girl. Good luck, Buff. Get soon, Buff. We miss you, Buff. Love, hearts. Talking about Scott Steiner here last week. That would have been scary. I would believe that would be very, very scary, that feeling of not being able to move. Buff Daddy. Buff Daddy loves them. His mother's been there with him the whole time, looking after her boy.
Tell you what this lady behind me means to me. We would run over and cost Ted Turner millions of dollars. There's no way I could ever explain to everybody out there how much I love this lady behind me, Judy Bagwell.
Well, Mark, there we go. Showing some love for his mama.
Episode last week between Scott Steiner and, of course, Eric Bischoff. They said they had some kind of surprise coming up. Were you the surprise that Scott Steiner has in the back of his mind?
Well, I'm the surprise that he thought I was going to be, but like I told you, Gene, I'm just thankful to be eating and breathing. Scott Steiner's got his life, and I've got mine. And I'll tell you what, Gene, I'm just happy to be out here again, able to come out and say thanks to the fans.
There we go. He's just calling out to the crowd here for the love and support to him. One more time.
One more thing I want to say, Gene.
Here we go. Still claims he's still buff and he is still the stuff.
Yeah, thank you very much, Suarez. Alright, Tony, back to you. What a night it's been. And what a moment that was.
And Gene was getting a bit close and personal there with Miss Judy Bagwell. I wonder if she did his bag as well. A good, clean, smooth shave. Supposedly. There we go. Goldberg's 50th win. Oh. Rick Bullitt, the intensity of Goldberg's 50th win, up he goes, and slams him down. Number 1 was Hugh Morris, number 25 was Glacier, and that was number 50, we just see, of Goldberg's big win, on his 50th win. And he will be facing Hollywood Hulk Hogan. More pyro. Put that pyro. More fireworks. Oh, Lord. Again, that just money. Oh, even more. So much pyro. Still talking about it. Hogan taking on Bill Goldberg in the ring. It's one of the greatest in professional wrestling history. All the pyro, all the fireworks. And here we go, we've got more talk from the commentary team of Iron Mike Tenay, Bobby Heenan, and Tony Schiavone. Yes.
Is a man possessed, a man seemingly that no one can stop him.
No one can stop him.
Well, Hollywood, you can put your Scott Halls, you can go out and get the National Guard, you can go down to Fort Benning, Georgia, and bring all the troops in here. You can bring a SWAT team in here. That man Goldberg.
Bobby Heenan, I always love his work. One of the best men on the stick, especially on the commentary as well, too.
That's his mentality. That's the way he's geared. That's the way he has.
Talking up Goldberg yet again. He's the man. He's going to win it. Hulk Hogan, you're in trouble. 106 wins consecutive, Mike Tenay just said.
But think of the pressure involved. Among the 40,000 fans on hand, former teammates of the University of Georgia as well as the Atlanta Falcons.
That's right, because Bill Goldberg was a former Atlanta Falcon footballer, player. Well, here we go. So we believe this is Scott Hall coming out to the ring right now. he will be either. Scott Hall will take on Bill Goldberg. And here he is. Scott Hall, Razor Ramon, whatever you call him, one of the best guys in the ring. Yes, he's had his demons, but you know, he's done well. It's good to have him. Good to see he's doing strong. And he flicks. Flicks the toothpick at the camera. Nitro is too sweet. NWO for life. Scott Hall, the man who just oozes machismo, as Vinnie Mac would talk about back in the day, that he just oozes machismo. Whatever machismo is, I don't know. Personally, if I could get some, I would. But here we go. Scott Hall coming out to the ring, ready to face Bill Goldberg. Just claims he's the shit. That's what I believe he said under it. I think it might have been he's too sweet, but again, the crowd going wild for him. Again, this is a 1998. It's good to be the bad guy. And here he comes. Here comes the big bad Goldberg, and the crowd goes crazy for their hometown boy. We get the Goldberg chance. Everyone's on their feet. Now remember, guys, this is not the main event though. This is only just match. This is just in the middle. So Goldberg has to wrestle twice tonight. Again, once against Scott Hall, and then again later on against Hulk Hogan. Goldberg, the United States champion, walks into the pyro, walks into the fireworks. You're a madman, dude. Just burning him. Again, I just like to do another shout out again for the broadcast episode we've got coming up in a couple of days. It's the Ready to Rumble episode, and Goldberg again stars in this movie as well. Again, we're looking forward to doing that episode. It should be a great episode. It should be fun. It's a great comedy. Really sort of takes the mickey out of wrestling and wrestling fans. Here we go, the United States champion. The crowd's just cheering him. Alright, Goldberg is the man. It is for the United States Championship. And here we go, Scott Hall, Bill Goldberg. Everyone in the crowd just enjoy it. Oh, Scott Hall pushes him in the back. Scott Hall's trying to get into his head. Look at the eyes, the laughter. Oh, and the crowd goes crazy here. Very cool to watch. Oh, he's very much awake. Here we go. Tie up here. Scott Hall. Shoulder block. Shoulder tackle. Harder. Three in a row. Turns the arm around. Slaps him in his arm. Bill Goldberg takes him down with a bit of a choke slam. Looks at him and says, "What are you doing, man?" Goldberg, the intensity. Might have busted his lip there. All right, we got a test of strength here. Scott Hall. Oh, no. Played possum. Oh, knife and chop on the chest. And one, another one. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. What is he doing? That was quite a hand around the throat. Sort of a bit of a botch there in the ring. Went for the eye flick. Slaps him in the face. Scott Hall. Another one in the eye. Kick in the chest. Trying to slam the man. Bill Gold slams him down hard. The crowd is going crazy. You have to watch this with me, guys. When this episode comes out, check this episode out. Scott Hall. I mean, yes, okay, the crowd. I'm mainly watching this for the crowd. Not particularly Goldberg, because, good Lord. He's a bit fired up. Oh, spit on him. Tired up. Oh! Gets back up. Tries it again. Gets thrown down to the mat. Oh, well done. He tricked him. Well done to Scott Hall. That's why he's a veteran. Counter. Oh, this is... Suplex. Oh, good suplex. By Scott Hall. One, two. Counter one. Scott Hall needs to soften him up for Hulk Hogan. Kicks to the head. Kicks to the bald head of Bill Goldberg. Punch to the head as well. Another punch. Another punch. Goldberg is standing. Another punch by Scott Hall. Those great working punches. Oh, another great working punch there. That was all very nice. Oh! Nearly tore his arm out of his socket there, Goldberg, but okay. Another one. Another deep arm drag and twist. Oh, Scott Hall out of the ring, needs a breather. Hang on, he's calling down for some assistance. Is Mr. Scott Hall. Ah, here we go. He's calling down the troops. It's the B team. Oh, geez, look out. Oh! DDP and Karl Malone with steel chairs. Just took down the B team. Took down Virgil. Oh! Scott Hall. Great move. Oh! Takes him down with a clothesline. Security up the front there telling everyone to sit down. Scott Hall. He's going for the outsider's edge. Oh. Bill Goldberg counters. Here we go. The intensity on this man's face. Oh, Scott Hall. That's why he's good. That's why he's one of the best. This selling that was absolutely excellent. Hang on, here we go. Up he goes. Up, 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 and down. One, two, three. 107 wins. Still United States champion. A win over Scott Hall, and he will be facing later Hollywood Hulk Hogan. Who's next? Hulk Hogan is next. Here we go. Like we said, it was 107, the win for Goldberg against Scott Hall. He looks blown up. He looks very tired. And he has to do it again very soon. Here we go. Show this again. Scott Hall went for the outside's edge. Goldberg with the spear. DDP in the back there going wild for the crowd. Bang! Slams him down hard. 1, 2, 3. It's the intensity here. The crowd is on their feet. They are going over this. They are going crazy over this. And another commercial break. It's the Nitro Girls with the commentary team. Trevani, that lucky that table, that chair is high. He's enjoying himself right there. And there we go. The second plan you're talking about, was it Scott Hall was meant to take out Goldberg? It did not happen. Bobby the Brain Heenan distracted by the beautiful Nitro Girls. Oh, it's Psychosis. Another cruiserweight match here. I believe yes, that's right, Psychosis, I keep calling him super crazy. No, actually, there is a method to my madness. Yes, Psychosis was part of the Mexicals after he was unmasked and he came to the WWE. That's what I meant. It's late. Thank you for sticking around. It's Hoovy. Hoovy to the Guerrera. It's Hoovy and Psychosis. This is the second time we've seen Hoovy on our podcast. We've done. Last time we saw him was a match against Chris Jericho. Title versus mask, and he had to take the mask off. And that's where it was my favorite. Hoovy, I see you there, boy. I see you. Another cruiserweight battle here with these two gentlemen. Ooh. Elbows. Oh, a nice shoot. Knife inch chop. Another knife inch chop. Another knife inch chop. A gentleman up there in the crowd showing off his Goldberg tattoo. Head scissors by Hoovy. The crowd looks enormous. It looks like a pay-per-view crowd. Oh, Hoovy. Oh my god. Juan Carrana. Hoovy on the move. Here we go. Oh! Suicide dive. Luckily, Psychosis was there to catch him. Crazy maneuver there. Who's the referee? I believe it's Nick Patrick telling them to get in back in the ring. Oh, somersault. No, hang on. Hoovy. No, Psychosis. Oh, jeez. Launching him right over the top rope with a springboard. Okay. Oh, Psychosis. It like a sun setting senton onto Hoovy. Ouch. Ouch. Back in the ring. 1, 2. Oh, count of 2. Okay, here we go. Oh, standing switch. Switch over. Oh, another suplex. No, blocked. Blocked. Twirled out. Nine finish tops. That's the second one. Ooh. Oh, wow. He went for a German suplex. Hoovy lands on his legs. Twirled around. Oh. Like a Michinoku driver driving Psychosis. His head down into the mat. Hoovy's going to the top. 450 time, it looks like. Oh, it's the Flock. What's the Flock coming down here for? We see Billy Kidman. Oh, 1, 2, 3. And the Juice, he wins. And that Billy Kidman with a powerbomb, and then it's the Lodi, Riggs, Billy Kidman. Been in the, oh, here we go. Okay, fine. We'll just move on to Goldberg's 75th win against Raven. Oh, here we go. Oh, 1, 2, 3. And that's when he won the United States Championship, actually, against Raven right there. His 75th win, whatever was going on in the ring with the Cruiserweights and the Flock, was completely just thrown out the door then. www.wrestling.com. Don't think that website's available anymore, because they're no longer in business. Still more talkative of Hulk Hogan plan backfired, thinking that hopefully Scott Hall, his brother, was able to take down Bill Goldberg. No. And that's also, too, that following this pay-per-view, oh sorry, following these two shows, Nitro and Thunder, would be the, pardon me, Bash at the Beach, Karl Malone, DDP, Hulk Hogan, Dennis Rodman match for the main event. There we go, and there was an asshole who was just there putting a laser pointer towards Bobby the Brain. You're a dick. A promo here of Dennis Rodman and Hulk Hogan versus DDP and Karl Malone. Hogan is ready to fight. Dennis Rodman smoking a very large cigar. Rodzilla and Hulk Hogan. Karl Malone, the mailman, with DDP. They're pretty much showing the promo that would be definitely being showed at the, oh jeez. DDP just being mashed into the ground with steel chairs by Dennis Rodman. And Hulk Hogan. In the giant rigs, a giant rig, steel chairs, colliding chairs, scares the absolute daylights out of Bischoff and Hulk Hogan, slamming him down as we saw about an hour ago. Clothesline after clothesline after clothesline. The war is on. DDP, Karl Malone versus Hulk Hogan and Dennis Rodman. On July 12th, Bash at the Beach, WCW NWO, Bash at the Beach. Oh, who's coming out to the ring right now? It's Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Hacksaw Jim Duggan. And he's American made. Yes, he's American made. Yes, it's Hacksaw Jim Duggan on Nitro. Oh, then there's the NWO music. Yet again, who will he be facing right now? Oh, good Lord. It's the Giant. And the Giant looks incredibly... He looks incredible in the shape that he is now. Well, no, there and now. I believe... And with the long hair, too. Way before he was claimed he was raped of his dignity by Kurt Angle. Oh. Hacksaw Jim Duggan kicking the top rope to Hulk Hogan. No, sorry, to the Big Show, to the Giant, causing him to be hit in the balls. Counter. Oh, kick in the face. The Giant and Hacksaw Jim Duggan kick in the gut. Another kick in the gut. Hulk, oh, here we go. Oh. The Giant using that massive mass of his ass. Just oh, misses. A punch in the face. Oh, hang on. What? He almost got him. He almost got him. No. Tries to lift him. Doesn't happen. Oh, but with ease, he just picks him up and slams him down fast. The Big the Giant. Off the ropes. Drops her. Misses the elbow. Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Up. Asking for the hose. 3-point stance. Takes him down with the clothesline. And he does it. He did it. He actually hits. He went for the old glory knee drop. And the Giant holds up a fist to his face. And, oh, we got the strap. Oh, the strap goes down. Giant is ready to, he's had enough. Picks him up and oh, he's holding him and slams him down with a choke slam. The show stopper. 1, 2, 3. And his leg's stuck up in the air. You can put your leg down. There we go. Well done. Well done there. Oh, he's on the mic. We give giving the Big Show the mic. What is he? Sorry, the Giant. Yes, what do we have to say? Here we go. First, what?
I want to talk about Yellow, Coward, Gutless.
Yellow, Coward, Gutless. Yeah. Wimp. Who's the wimp?
An all-pro football player.
Yeah.
Kevin Green. You are pathetic.
Calling Kevin Green pathetic?
Why don't you leave Goldberg out of this? Why don't you come down and just make it just you and me? One on one.
The choke slam. Hang on. Oh. Kevin Green is a gridiron player. Looks like he's just been to the beach. He's a linebacker of the Panthers. Oh, he just a massive gob into his face. Oh my God, he just closed the Big Show. That was crazy. He's got the 2x4. Oh my goodness, that was intense. Intense. Karl Malone talking to Rodzilla. He's playing, he's going to be a Rodzilla killer. Oh, we got Jim the Big Bastard, Jim the Neihardt of the Hart Foundation of the old days. Still wears the black and pink. Taking on, you can clearly tell that the music. Oh, yes, here he comes. It's DDP. DDP coming to the ring again. Looks like he's going against Jim the Anvil Neihardt. And Karl Malone, of course, with a steel chair as his backup. That dude is huge. And again, he's a basketball player, so of course. This tag team is inseparable. Yes, it is indeed. Mike Tenay. That's right. These are the two men that we saw before help the B team interfere, stop the B team of the NWO to interfere between Bill Goldberg and Scott Hall. Here we go. DDP and Jim the Anvil Neihardt in the ring. Here we go. Collar tie up here to both of these men, huge wrestlers, big men, forearms here, forearm shots, more and more by Anvil, and just standing on the head of DDP. That was definitely over a 5 count there. Neihardt looking for the crowd, nothing. DDP with the rights and lefts, and the knees. Again, guys, don't forget, I've already plugged this once or twice, but again, seeing DDP in the ring, our next show that we will be doing will be on the movie Ready to Rumble. A low blow by Jim the Anvil Neihardt onto Diamond Dallas Page. The straps go down, but yes, just remember that we are doing Ready to Rumble. Jim the Anvil Neihardt ripping up the DDP's hair from the roots and throwing him down to the mat. Oh, a hard clubbing blow. Oh, he's biting him. He's biting him, ref. Here we go. Oh. We have a full Nelson lock. Oh. Okay, clearly the referee saw the low blow. Doesn't sell it. And bang. The diamond cutter. 1, 2, and 3. There we go. It's quick as like that. DDP with the Diamond Cutter on Jim the Anvil Neidhart, and they're going through the crowd. Goldberg's 100th win over Conan of the Wolfpack at the Great American Bash. Holding him up and slams him down. 1, 2, 3. Bill Goldberg's 100th win over Conan. Of Keeping It 100, a great podcast by with Conan and friends. Oh, we have the Wolfpack coming out now. We have the theme song to the Wolfpack. We have Conan, Lex Luger, Sting, and Kevin Nash. Sting with the red face, not the white face, as people used to call him, Tomato Face Sting, or Tomato Sting. So this is the NWO Wolfpack, and the tag team champions are Sting and Kevin Nash. Sting just slapping the absolute butt out of Lex Luger. Oh, here we go. He's got the stick. Kevin Nash has the stick. Let's always have this. He land a GA. And the crowd goes wild for this. Wolfpack in the house. Look at the NWO Wolfpack shirts. Olale. Arriba la raza, Mr. Conan. Rowdy. Oh, hang on. And here comes the Wolfpack. It's Kidman and Sick Boy. Sick Boy and Billy Kidman. He was always scratching himself, Billy Kidman, at this time, under the character that he was in, the Raven's Flock. I think it was pretty much implied that he was a bit of a junkie, bit of a crack addict, bit of a heroin taker. You know, you had it, you take it. And Sick Boy was just sick. He was just a sick boy. Again, Sting and Lex Luger takes on Sick Boy and the Kidman. Oh! Lex Luger, jeez, they're all taking turns of just beating the absolute crap out of the Raven Flock here. Sting is splash on both men onto Sick Boy and Billy Kidman. Scorpion Death Drop and a torture rack onto Sick Boy. And it's over. Sick Boy jobs Sting and Lex Luger win. Billy Kidman and Sick Boy job to the Wolfpack. That was a quick match. Very quick match. More to about, so this is Goldberg's night. We just saw his 100th win before. Now we are having his, well, just recently now, his 107th win over Scott Hall on this very, very Nitro. Picks him up and drops him down with the jackhammer. 1, 2, and 3, Hulk Hogan, he is coming for you. I was going to say what Booker T said in that promo, but I'd probably get in trouble, so I don't. I won't say it. Oh, it is now, guys. It is nearly go time. Guys, we are nearly at the end of this paper, of the end of this show, this recording. Thank you for taking so long, taking time in this and downloading it. It's just one half of the broadcast here. You are listening to me. Thank you. Thank you so much. And here comes Goldberg now. This is why I wake up now. No, I haven't taken any energy drinks. I'm just, here we go. That's an awesome sign saying Hogan Killer. Hot Atlanta is Goldberg country. Here we go. Here he comes again. The Goldberg chance. Hogan is a fish. Rightio. Lorraine, will you marry me? One word, Goldberg. Here we got Goldberg walking down to the ring with his security. Here he comes. Oh, yes, of course, can't forget about Doug Dillinger. Thank you, Tony, for reminding me of his name. Here he goes. Coming down to the ring. He's got more and more security than any modern-day superstar today. Singer, actor. Because he was a loose cannon. That was his story. And that's why he needed security. Here we go. Doesn't need security now. Walking up. Walking under that black curtain. Coming towards the ring. Here we go. Goldberg going through the curtain here. Some gentlemen walking right in front of the camera. Move out of the way, sir. No pyro. Will there be another pyro? They've got the money. Why the hell not? Use the pyro. There it is. Walking through the fireworks there, guys. Crazy as it is. Oh my god. Again, this is the fourth time I've spoken about it, maybe the fifth. Yeah, here he comes. Our next episode will be Ready to Rumble, the 1999-2000 release movie, starring David Arquette, Diamond Dallas Page, and this man here, Bill Goldberg. Be ready to listen to that episode. I will be teaming up with Tom, who's part of the broadcast, alongside with me. Find us on Twitter. Okay. Just Goldberg walks in the ring, just drops the United States title. Young, dumb, no respect. But again, who was really coaching Goldberg at that time? The Goldberg chants, loud. And here comes Hollywood Hulk Hogan, the leader of the NWO, the man who started the NWO back in 1997 with Scott Hall and Kevin Nash, playing the air guitar. Well, not playing the air guitar, he's playing the "I'm gonna kick Goldberg's butt," says Hulk Hogan. just takes a drink to the face, doesn't sell it, gets all over the camera, but continues to walk over. Is even Hogan chance? Well, Hulk Hogan, you're next. The biggest icon in wrestling, the song just said through the NWO song. Hulk Hogan, Goldberg, Charles Robinson, Hulk Hogan with the do-rag, calling out to the crowd. He still does it. Even though he's the heel, he's a heel. Takes the bandana off, takes the do-rag off. Charles Robinson holding out the big gold belt. And it is nearly here, guys. Last match of the night. And here we go. There's the bell. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Gentlemen, start your engines. Said by Bobby Heenan. Here we go. The Goldberg chance. Here we go. Tie up here between Goldberg and Goldberg gets him in a headlock. Goldberg has Hulk Hogan in a headlock. Using his strength. Oh, squeezing down on the head. Charles Robinson asking Hogan, does he want to give up? I would imagine Hogan would say no. Oh, punch to the ribs. More punch to the ribs. More forearms. Off against the ropes. Oh, Bob Goldberg takes down Hogan. Hogan with the shock face. Hogan wearing a shit ton of tanning oil on. Bill Goldberg telling him to bring it. Come on. Hulk Hogan 380. And there he goes again. Hogan 380. There's a man with the sign. Hogan with a headlock now. Cinching it in tight. Oh no. Bill Gold lifts up Hogan. He's really bringing it in. Oh. Clean break. Clean break we need. Hogan is putting up the hands. Bit of tanning oil in the eyes there, I believe, of Bill Goldberg. Oh dear. What a shame. Here we go, a test of strength here. Test of strength. Oh, Hogan, what are you doing? This is Goldberg. He plays for reals. Takes him down. Yeah, there is an unfortunate gift out there, guys, online of Hulk Hogan in a very curious position with the Ultimate Warrior. Speaking of the Ultimate Warrior, I like to think that that's what Goldberg is here. This is very similar to when... Oh, Hogan makes it to the ropes. The referee makes Goldberg break the test of strength. But Bill Goldberg here tonight is like the Ultimate Warrior. When the Ultimate Warrior was in the WWF. He has the United States Championship, which is pretty much equivalent to the Intercontinental Championship. And now he is facing Hogan for the WWE Championship. Oh, here we go. Hogan's taking off the belt, and he's strapping him. He's another one. He's taking him to the woodshed as... Oh, hang on. Oh, no. Oh, no, Hogan, you are in trouble, sir. Throws the belt down because he's a... He's a good guy. He doesn't need the belt to beat Hulk Hogan. Showing confidence right there indeed. He is terrified. He doesn't, here we go. Here we go. Tie up again. Headlock. Hogan doing a clinic. Oh. Full Nelson. Bill Goldberg has Hulk Hogan in a full Nelson. Oh. A low blow by Hulk Hogan. Charles Robinson telling Hulk Hogan to lay off the hair of Bill Goldberg. Bill Goldberg does not have hair. Hogan with a clothesline. Goes for the pin. Oh, no, it's not a pin. It's a choke. Oh, he's choking him, ref. Run. He's constantly trying to choke this man out. Threatening the referee. The Goldberg chants getting louder and louder. And a slam down. One, he misses the elbow. Tries again, misses it again. Hogan's elbow is killing him. Oh, a clothesline, and the crowd goes absolute ballistic. Hogan outside. Goldberg still with that tanning oil in his eye. It's really bothering him. Hogan telling Charles Robinson to get Goldberg back. He's putting on that weight belt yet again. And here we go. The black gloves. The NWO weight belt. Hulk Hogan. There's a Hogan sucks chant. No, that's not real. That's not, well, that's real, but that's not true. Into the rope, and into the gut, into the corner, to Bill Goldberg, from Hulk Hogan. Out. Outside. Goldberg is outside. Oh, right against the guardrail. Oh, Hogan with a chair. Hogan with a chair. Oh. Clearly, this is a no disqualification. Clearly no disqualification match. Hulk Hogan. Two chair, well, meant to be a third chair shot. Oh, Hogan slams him down fast. Scoop slam, and it's the immortal leg drop. That's it, he defeated Andre the Giant. One more time. That's it, he's calling, that's it. It's Kurt Hennig. Oh no. He kicked out the leg drops. Oh, Karl Malone just hit a diamond cutter on Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig. Bill Goldberg is cocked and ready to load. Oh! Hit him with the spear. He's calling for it. Oh my god. This toilet paper. Who brought the toilet paper? I love Bobby Heenan during this part, guys. This is fantastic. Look at all the rubbish going in the ring. He's holding up Hulk Hogan. He's holding him up and slams him down. One, two, three. There it is. We've got a new heavyweight champion, and his name is Bill Goldberg. Oh, look at all the rubbish getting into the ring. This is ridiculous, but here it is, like saying back there. What I was just saying just a few moments ago, guys, this is the Ultimate Warrior moment here. When Ultimate Warrior beat Hulk Hogan for the heavyweight championship, for the WWF Heavyweight Championship. He He has the Heavyweight Championship and United States Championship. And here is the Goldberg chance. The crowd is going absolutely crazy. There's so much security around. It's ridiculous. You think this would be a WrestleMania moment, but no, it's just a Nitro. It's just a simple Nitro. This is the Nitro Go Home show for Bash at the Beach 1998. Well, while that's happening, let's look. Bill Goldberg and the crowd goes crazy. We'll look up at WCW Bash at the Beach 98 and find out what were the matches. We already know that Karl Malone, DDP, Dennis Rodman, and Hulk Hogan, the former champion. Bill Goldberg pandering to the crowd. Here we go, holding up his championships. All right. Like skinny dipping in shark. Do you like shark? Like shark? Sorry, let's start that again, guys. Sorry. Like skinny dipping in a shark tank. Bash at the Beach. Somebody's going down. So let's go straight to the results. Here we go. It was Raven, with Riggs and Lodi defeated San in a Ravens Rule match. And then we had Juventud Guerrera versus defeated Kidman in a singles match. Then we had Stevie Ray defeated Chavo Guerrero Jr. by submission. Then Eddie defeated Chavo in a hair versus hair match. And then we had Conan with Lex Luger and Kevin Nash defeated the Disco Inferno with Alex Wright. Then the Giant defeated Kevin Green, as we saw before with the 2x4. And this is the end of the show here, guys, of Hogan, Bill Goldberg holding up the championship belts and winning. Then we had Booker T takes on Bret Hart. Goldberg defeated Kurt Hennig for the WCW Championship. And then Hulk Hogan and Dennis Rodman defeated Diamond Dallas Page and Karl Malone. So, there we have it, ladies and gentlemen. It's a late one right here, but thank you so much for taking time downloading this episode to the Nitro on Monday, July 6, 1998, where Bill Goldberg won the WCW Heavyweight Championship for the very first time. And that was 20 years ago. So regarding to our podcast that you are now listening to, find us on Twitter. That's The Brocast. BROKAST. That's at The Brocast. You can find me on Twitter. That's AlanRoss84. And again, we hope to see you in a couple of days when we will be recording our special episode. I'm dropping it one more time of Ready to Rumble. That's the stars of David Arquette, Diamond Dallas Page, and Bill Goldberg. So again, thanks for the listen, and I'll see you next time. Oh, one more thing. PWO for life.